Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 27 March 2023, starting the last week, folks, of March already. Really, time is really marching on, is it not? Moving very, very quickly. But anyway, we got a very special guest tonight. First time guest I've ever had on. We're going to talk to Mr. George Luzhak. He's the head of Scripture Truth Ministries. And I want to share part of his information we want to talk about tonight, and then we'll get, of course, go into the broadcast. Before we do that, though, a few announcements. We are going to have Bible study this weekend. Lord willing, nothing changed. We're going to have Bible study. I hope you'll join us. More and more people are joining us every week live, and I love that. I really do. Many, many thousands are watching the videos all over the world, and I love that even more. Thinking maybe we're blessing people in different countries, and I mean that. If you want to join us live this coming Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30, 11 is always prayer requests and praise reports. Then 11:30, 12:30 is Christian Worldview News, and from 1 to 2 is Bible study. You can join us live if you go to our website, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream. There we will be. And you can call. You can call, so there'll be a number turned up. You can call and talk to us on if you like. We'd love for you to do that. That's what we're there for. We'd offer everyone to call once per section of Bible study, one for the praise and prayer report, one for the news with you, Christian Worldview News, and Bible study. Or you can listen on the phone line at 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013. However you can join us, folks, do join us. I promise you God will bless you. Not because of me. I'm nothing. I'm just a vessel in God's hands. And I pray one that's I'm doing a decent job for his glory. Well, thank you. We're very glad you're joining us. And don't forget, we're offering it to the end of the month, these specials. Backyard Medicine is regular $34.95. It's on sale right now for $25.95. I believe it's $24.95. I can't remember which one it was. Y'all heard before. It's on sale as long as it lasts. I don't know if you get any more or not, but at the end of the month, that sale will go back to regular price, $34.95. The truth about Easter. If you want to hear about that and know the truth, it's a packet, about 15 pages long. $5 to get it to you. That covers postage and envelope and handling. Okay, so all we're asking for that. And also the one on funding the control grid, the food framework, 20 pages long. Folks, everything you see coming to pass right now in the grocery store was started years ago. And this article spells it out for you step by step. $5 getting for that 20-page article. that you'll find, I think, more than interesting. I really mean that. I truly do. And I will make a prayer request tonight for a listener of ours who lives down there, a little town called Anstead, about a half hour, 35 minutes below me. Ask for your grandma, Granny Kincaid. Granny Kincaid is, I think, said in her 90s. And he asked for a prayer for her, for whatever the Lord gives her time left, that she would enjoy the rest of her life and she'd be okay. So through that. So please keep Granny your prayers, if you don't mind. I know that he'll appreciate it, and I appreciate y'all's prayers. And I sincerely, sincerely do mean that. Now, let's get started. I don't think he's with us or not yet. We're going to call him back in a second. I think he's with us, and his name is George Lujack. George, are you there?
I am here.
It is so good to have you, George. It really is. When I read your article, I'm going to share part of it just a minute, folks, entitled Putin, America in Her Place as a Moral Nation. And
it's immoral.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you. Immoral Nation. That was his. It was his. When he addressed the nation in the State of the Union address for Russia, about a minute, 2 minutes long, he said a few things about America that's right on the money. People don't want to hear it. It makes them angry. Putin's a bad guy. And, folks, I'm not saying he's an angel, but I'm not. I'm not saying that Russia is an angel nation either, but compared to America, she's a saint. That's all I can say about it. And this gentleman is the head of the Scripture Truth Ministries. I talked to him the other day, and he said some things to me I don't understand yet, maybe. Don't know to agree with yet, but I do like his nerve to tell the truth about some issues. And he mentioned some things about why American people don't want to hear the truth about America. And why they want to hear what's coming on America. America is going to be judged the most severe of any nation in the history of the world. They don't want to hear it because they're proudful. They don't want to think about it. This is this part of his article. They have a good life. They don't want that tore down. They don't want this to think about, well, this might come to the end of my time. And, of course, American patriotism. The chapter, I think, was in volume one of a three-volume book. Volume one, I wrote a chapter entitled Patriotic Idolatry. America had become a nation full of patriotic idolaters. And this article said many patriot Americans remember President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence as hoping for a prosperous America, an America that would return to righteousness. Faith-based Americans came up with the, now listen to this, folks, pseudo-acronym Pence and Trump equals trumpets. Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe they said that. As a trumpet heralding good things for America, America has not returned to the righteous and moral nation of its founding. While American politicians are not pointing this out, Russian President Vladimir Putin and his put in America in a place by declaring America's a moral nation. And folks, he did that very succinctly, right to the point, and not one part of it was false. We're going to discuss this tonight, folks, in some detail, because I want you to understand where George is coming from, where I'm coming from. America is not repenting, and there is no politician or group of politicians or any Supreme Court judges that are going to turn this country around unless America falls on their knees, repents as a nation, and it just ain't happening. George, welcome to the program again. I'm so glad you're with us. I want you to make yourself to home tonight. Enjoy yourself. Share what's on your heart and mind. Before we get started in what we're going to talk about, tell the folks a little bit about George Lujack. Who are you?
All right, thank you. I'm George Lujack. I'm from, I currently live in Apollo Beach, Florida. I came from New York. I mean, I lived in liberal New York. I lived in, and you know, I couldn't reach anybody, so I kind of fell upon the words where if you got to kick the dust off your sandals to preach to someone, do it and leave. So I kind of did that because I had an inkling of preaching in me, you know. So I did that. But, you know, when I got here, you know, in this particular subject we're talking about, I have to agree with Vladimir Putin. I'm sorry, but America is an evil nation. America is pushing all these things upon society as normal. He's pushing Well, abortion got overturned in the Supreme Court. Hallelujah. But, you know, they're still going to do it. You know, I listened to the ads in New York when I was there. It's like, oh, we're going to keep abortion mills open. Don't worry what the Supreme Court said. Blah, 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 blah. I heard it. So they're going to keep the abortion mills open. Congratulations.
And anyway, George, may I say this? May I say this? That the people that will tolerate the murder of children have no hope.
Yes, and it's worse than God doesn't judge people for killing children. When his judgment comes is when you go full-blown sodomy. You know, he judged Sodom for sodomy, you know. That's when his judgment comes. So, you know, we've gone full-blown sodomy. We've gone full-blown transgenderism, whatever, even
we
worse
have.
Than
we
what
have.
They did in Sodom.
Well,
so
you know, he told
God's judgment comes.
Well, he told us in 2 Kings.
Vladimir Putin is standing up against this?
Yes,
and
he is.
You're going to say Vladimir Putin is the bad guy? No, he's the good guy.
Well, you know, what you're saying make a lot of people angry, and I know that, and I don't mean to be nasty, or frankly, I don't care. But, you know, 2 Kings 24:4, God told Manasseh that he will not forgive the sin of shedding innocent blood. Well, we murdered 85 million babies already. Then we turned our backs up on the family and started sodomizing their children, perverting their daughters. And now they're the ones that are praised. And now they're out of the cage to the point that they're willing to kill to keep that so-called right to sodomize and destroy our nation. But the church as a whole, brother, has kept its mouth shut, has it not?
We have to know. Anyone who has not watched this movie, they should watch it. They should watch the movie The Matrix. You're sleeping. You've been taught lies. You've been cool, but you're not. You've been asleep at the wheel, and the Matrix has took over your life, and you need to wake up. You know, we really do, because you're like a frog in a boiling pot. You know, you slowly been boiling. You don't realize that you're evil, but the United States is now an evil country that we weren't once an evil country, but we became one slowly. Slowly. That's what happened.
It is. And that's the way it always happened. Cancer kills you very slowly. You know, I do another broadcast today as a co-host of another program today, and I made mention that I'm older than you are. I was born in 48, so I remember the 50s. And one of the books I wrote a chapter entitled The 50s, The Last Decade of Innocence. The nation I grew up in, the innocence I saw
that's
in
right.
young people, is gone forever, and my sons are growing, but my grandchildren and my great grandson will never ever understand what we had back when I was a young boy. Never, it's
That's
gone.
Right. They transform. They transform you slowly. You know, as a man from the 40s, right? You know this.
Yeah.
I'm sure
yes.
you do.
Yes.
Fornication was not permissible. If you had a sex with a woman in your childhood, the father would come out and say, you marry my daughter, right?
That's right.
They don't do that no more. They just say, okay, well, you know, whatever.
We'll just kill the baby.
They don't do that. Now they want you to marry them before because they said, hey, you fornicated with my daughter. You took her virginity. You marry her.
That's
they don't
right.
do that now.
And today,
you can have sex with whoever you want, whenever you want.
Yes.
And it's a total difference of thinking.
Well, and today they kill the evidence. They just kill the evidence that the unborn
right,
child
right.
is slaughtered.
And you know what? God had a reason for doing this.
That's right.
Because he didn't want everyone to be corrupted by sexual sin.
That's right. I agree. And what we're seeing now today, and I have a guest on week after next, discussing the pornography being taught in school to our children as young as 5 years old. They're literally teaching in their books. And now, folks, if I couldn't prove this, I wouldn't say it. In their school books, they're just telling about how boys can have sex with boys and girls with girls. They teach them how to, masturbate each other. At 5 years old, they start talking about that. Yes, Sodom and Gomorrah is America.
Well,
that's who we are.
Something.
Go ahead.
I was raised by the sexual revolution in the 60s. I was corrupted. But when I realized I was corrupted, I became angry. I realized that this is not the way God wanted me to live. And I, therefore, dedicated my life to telling the truth of God's word. And I made Scripture Truth Ministries. You know, and I know, that God didn't want people to be promiscuous before marriage.
No.
And that would corrupt the marriage, you know? It would corrupt the thinking of a person. And I know that it corrupted me.
Well, it corrupts families and destroys society.
Yes. And I'm corrupted. I know that. But one day, God will make me right. And I'm going to fight for my whole life that I will proclaim the truth of his word. I will fight that for the day I die.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, that's what gets you in trouble, Dave. I know for sure that you have caught a lot of flack over this article. I know you have because I catch it myself.
Absolutely. I don't care.
People hate you because you dare call America a wicked nation.
I do not care. They can hate me all they want.
Oh, well, yes, amen. I mean, I'm going to tell like it is. I don't care who upsets. I mean, you know, it's just the way it is. But you wrote a very good article here. And you pointed out the problems that we have in this nation, pride and good life and patriotism, false patriotism, I should say. You know, a true patriot may love his country, but he will not tolerate the country becoming evil. He will stand against it. And that's what our founders were. They were true patriots. They said, we're not going to tolerate this. We're not going to let this happen. We've lost that.
You know what Russian President Putin said? He basically said this in sum and substance. The Russian Orthodox Church, they are destroying the institutionalism of family. They're trying to say that a family is not a mother, a child, and children. They're trying to say a family is anything you want it to be. They're forcing people to marry. They're forcing priests in American culture to marry two gay men and call that a family. This is not right. God forgive them, he said. He said they don't know what they're doing. We don't know what we're doing. I mean, I think some of us are evil and they do know what we're doing. But, you know, he's not wrong. Vladimir Putin is not wrong.
No, he's not wrong.
We don't know what we're doing. We're accepting of homosexuality? No, he said this is not in the Bible. Show me in the scripture where this is. He said, no. This is not in any scriptures. He's right. I'm sorry, but he's right.
But you know, the ones that were supposed to make the difference, the ones that supposed to speak up and stand for righteousness, the ones supposed to spread the gospel around the world and teach his commandments is the church. And most of the churches today are condoning this. If nothing else, just by silence.
They're ignoring the scriptures, and that's what he said. They're ignoring the scriptures. Where is this in the scriptures? They're ignoring them. That's why he's right. Vladimir, I don't care if Vladimir Putin is a killer or not. I think our government is killers, too. I'm so naive to think that they're not killers. They are. Look at all the Clinton's hit list, if you just Google it. You know? All the people that died under the Clintons.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So they're killers, too.
I mean, they suicide themselves, right? Yeah, right. And now we see the nation we're supporting Zelensky is actually closing down the churches and kicking people out of the churches. And we're supporting this sexual pervert. He's a sodomite. He's a dog. And that's Bible, not me, folks. That's what's called in the Bible. That's who he is. But we're supporting that nation. And we're pushing the Russia and other nations to war here. And I know people want to hear this. Well, no, we're not doing that. Yes, we are, folks. America had become an empire. Empires always end badly. And we have become an empire instigating wars for many, many years now, at least since Vietnam and Korea, if not before that. We become a nation that instigates wars for profit and gain. And I know that for a fact. I'm a Vietnam era veteran. I know I saw them fly drugs out on C-130s and body bags. I saw that. And I know, and I thought it was good because it's my guys doing that. We are that ignorant of people. And the church in America is as blind as it can be when it comes to seeing these truths. And they won't talk about it anyway. It scares them.
Since Vietnam, for sure, we've been turned into a war nation for profit. Since Vietnam, for sure.
Amen. We sure have, and now we're calling Putin evil, and we can move off Putin even, but he said like it was. America has destroyed itself from the inside out, and I'm watching the news and seeing another shooting in Knoxville at a so-called, I guess, Christian school, private school. An ex-student, 20-year-old woman who's a transgender, went in with two rifles and a pistol and shot three students and three staff members. And chief police said, well, look what those guns did. And I said, you poor idiot. Those guns did nothing. That pervert did that. That transgender did that. She murdered those people. Those guns didn't do it. But of course, they won't bring it out. That was a hate crime. That was a hate crime. She's a sexual deviant. Went in and shot up a Christian church. So that's just, I would call that hate crime, wouldn't you?
One cannot change their gender, period, end of statement.
That's it.
You cannot change what God has made you, period, end of statement. So you want to change yourself? You want to listen to lies of people that say, we can change your gender? No, you cannot. They're liars, they're deceivers, they're evil people that are doing these operations.
It's money. There's a lot of money in that.
The root of evil is what money, right?
So the love of money. Absolutely it is.
You can't change what God has made you. Period. End of statement.
But now, you wrote, I know you wrote some of the articles. Go ahead.
The scriptures say a lion cannot change its spots. I forgot what verse that is, but can a lion change its spots?
The answer is no,
it cannot. Neither can you change your gender. It's ridiculous.
No. Well, this is something, you know, I never thought when I was a young boy growing up. Now, I remember these things.
No, I never thought this was going to happen in my life either.
I never thought that. And in America, when I grew up, and like I said, the 50s, we used to pledge allegiance to the flag. But when I remember talking about America was the breadbasket of the world. And America was kind of the moral compass of the world. People want to come here to live better lives, not just come here and get welfare. They want to come here and live better lives. It's changed in my lifetime. I mean, it's changed from girls dressing like girls when I was in school because they had to, and boys looking like boys. And there wasn't anything in between. Now, it's changed that much in my lifetime to the point today that I don't recognize what America used to be and to tell somebody in the 30s.
And God bless you for understanding that because I don't recognize it either. I understand it's not the same country.
It is the same country.
It's perverted.
And when we try to tell somebody that, they say in the 30s, they can't hear it.
Amen. We belong to the kingdom of God. And America is great while it was good, but we belong to the kingdom of God. And you know what? If this nation turned, well, we got to step out of it then.
I agree. We can't serve two masters. But you know, the scriptures tell us in Peter that Lot's righteous soul was vexed because what he saw in Sodom and Gomorrah. If you live in America today and your soul's not vexed, you're not righteous. Just that easy.
Exactly. Exactly. And my soul is vexed over watching this country, watching the Christian churches do and proclaim what they're proclaiming. They're having an unconditional conference now. Google unconditional conference. That means come as you are, come gay, and stay as you are gay, and we're going to help you accept that. No, I'm sorry. That's not the way of God.
No, it isn't. And I don't use that word gay to describe a sexual pervert. Word gay means happy. I can go to church
perverts,
happy.
Whatever.
Yeah, pervert. Yeah, they're sodomites.
They're sodomites. People.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yep. If you use the word gay, it makes them feel better. I'm not going to use the word. I don't want to tickle the ears.
I had a child that was going that way. My nephew. I smacked that shit right out of his ass. I took the rod to him. And so God, thank God I did it. Because it changed him. He didn't become a rainbow. He became a woman, a man that wants to be with girls. You know, I straightened his ass out. Thank God I did.
Oh, amen.
The culture was telling him to go another way, and I wasn't going to let that happen.
Yeah, but they may want to watch your language a little bit. We got a lot of kids listening to this program, but nonetheless, I agree. I'm angry too.
I mean, tell these kids that are listening to you. That you got to smack that shit out of your children. Don't raise rainbows. Raise American boys that are red, white, and blue America, and want to, you know, be going after girls like a normal sex drive would. You know,
raise boys to be men, and
exactly.
Women to be women.
Don't let them be rainbows.
And to be godly men and women, a moral character that won't compromise. That's what we got to raise them as, you know. And build by example.
My nephew, just saying, I'm glad I did.
Well, I understand.
Like a freaking fairy, and I was like, I smacked that shit out of his head.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit what anyone says to me. I did the right thing.
Well, you did the right thing, but you may want to change the word to crap. But anyway, but this is what we're.
You know what? You got to do what's right. You know.
But you do. You do. What's right. You do.
I don't care what language we're using. We got to do what's right to raise our children.
We
so
do.
They're right.
I agree with that.
Before God is not rainbows or not fairies or not faggots.
I agree.
What offensive word I'm using, I don't care. You know, I don't want to have a faggot nephew. I don't.
No, I know. I don't blame you at all. Not at all. But, you know, it's just a matter now of the fact that we have got to, we, you and I, and adults in this country should be, and the church should be the example. But as I live here in a little community called Nettie, West Virginia, we have a Methodist church that split a while back because of homosexuality. Split! I mean, we have churches, I can't believe that this church that my wife was saved in when she was a little girl has now split over condoning sexual perversion in the church. I cannot believe that. This is a little town called Nettie, West Virginia, part of the Bible Belt of the country. This is what we face today. This is
that.
Really absurd.
Christian churches that are accepting of homosexuality. I'm sorry, I cannot accept that sin in my family.
No,
I can't.
No.
Cannot do it.
You can accept adultery or anything else. It's wrong. It's the anti-Bible. It's wrong.
All sins are wrong. Exactly. All sins.
Know?
If I had a nephew that was committing adultery or idolatry or stealing or was doing or whatever, I would say, hey, that's not right in the eyes of God.
No. You
did
this. Yeah, but this again is America today, folks. And I know this is rather harsh, and what he's saying is absolutely true. That the responsibility falls on you and I. And I know most people listening to this program, almost all of you, know what we're talking about. You know it's wrong.
Absolutely.
But you have to take it out into the public and stand in public as well as you do on the radio or in church. You can't keep the beliefs inside the four walls of a so-called building called a church. Unless you spread it through society, folks, there's no point in even having it. Because society is dying and rotting at the core. Simply because the church has become silent as a whole. Now, that's just the way it is. And the pastors in America are useless.
You know what? You've got to stand before God, not only for yourself, but if you allow your relatives or your friends to turn gay and you didn't say nothing to them, God's going to ask you about that. Why didn't you say something?
I agree.
That's what he says. That's what the word says, you know?
I don't always
put my pearls before swine. People aren't going to hear the truth. But you know what? My own loved ones, I got to do it. I had to do it for my nephew. I wasn't going to let him go to the route of Sodom.
No way.
No.
Well, we're told to train up a child in the way he should go. He's the only one to depart from it. Now, you know, and that's just the way it is. You start at the beginning and work your way up with them as children. You know, I was not a perfect parent by any means. I wasn't. But I got my public school by the time I was in the second grade. Third grade's up, public school, put me, homeschooled him, Christian schooled him, and I don't regret that one bit.
Amen.
I don't. Hang on through the break, brother. Hang on through the break. Folks, back at the break, have any phone calls, anything you want to call, you're welcome to. 844-769-2944. America's going to burn, folks, like they're lumping. I don't care. It's the Bible. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Demand.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. We are back here talking to George Zujak. He wrote an article entitled Putin, Putting America in Their Place as a Moral Nation. Powerful article. And if you want to call and talk to us, you can at 844-769-2944. Before going further, I got to make mention of the product here, folks, in my hand that I really feel it's important to share. Something I just was brand new to us. You heard me talk about the guest the other day, Frank Davis, sugar to fiber. I've got to tell you, folks, I've been a diabetic now for 30 years. Agent Orange killed my pancreas when I was in Southeast Asia. And like your lumpen, folks, I'm a diabetic. Sugar to fiber is a product that's actually done miraculous things for me. It dropped my sugar levels 50 points. At least, I would say. It's a miraculous product. Sugar to fiber converts 59% of meals glucose to fiber. That reduces the glucose calories by 50-90%. It actually works. Sugar to fiber is available through our ministry right now. I ordered it last week, be here any day. Sugar to fiber is a product that works for people who are diabetic or pre-diabetic. I suggest to anybody. But if you're a diabetic, you're trying to find something that's going to help your diabetes, this works. But don't get your money back. Comes 60 tablets in a bottle. If you call and talk to us, we're glad to tell you about the pricing on it. Folks, it works. It works. It works. I'm so thrilled to find something that actually works that I've tried many of them, but sugar to fiber does work. It's available here at the ministry. If you call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. If you call now, you get 10% off the price, $49.95, you get 10% off. Two bottles or more, 15% off. If you get on standing order, it's 50% off every time. But you call, ask Lisa about it. We'll have it available here in a few days. Tell you when to order one bottle, two bottles, whatever. It's 10% off one bottle, 50% off two or more on sugar to fiber. Folks, the product works. I promise you it works. So I look forward to hearing from you at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We actually do want to hear from you about this. I truly do. Let's go and go to the phone lines because I know nothing's going to fill up. Let's talk to Jim in Georgia. Jim, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. Yesterday I went to church, and they have a prayer meeting in the morning. And I don't get to go to church very often because I work an overnight shift now. And I'm usually asleep when they have their service. But I went to the morning prayer meeting, and when it was my turn, you know, it went around the room, everybody saying a little prayer. And when it came to me, I said, basically, I find no evidence that there's going to be a major revival in this country. And some little revival at a university is not enough. We have food shortages. We have our food plants being set on fire. We have a war. We're led by a demented maniac. And now we've got grown men dancing in thongs in front of three-year-old girls, and the parents think it's the greatest thing since sliced cheese. Well, right after that happened, now the banking industry is fixing to collapse, and I think it's too late for the country. Oh, no, we're going to have big revival. We're going to bring this country around. God's going to do it. And the pastor basically prayed for about 5 minutes. You know, let's give us a revival. Lord, turn the country around. Pastor, I'm going to go talk to the pastor Pastor Bush, I'm going to go talk to the pastor tomorrow about me forming a seminar where I can tell people how to prepare. You know, store food and all
right,
that kind of stuff.
Right.
I've been getting ready for 25 years. And if he doesn't do it, if he doesn't go along with it, quite frankly, and he's refused to answer me in emails I've sent to him about it. He just said, come in and talk about it. If he refuses to do it, frankly, Pastor, I've got better things to do with my time. And so that's the situation here in North Georgia. And I'll hang up and let you have it. See you
all
later.
Right, thanks for that. And, you know, he's telling the truth, my friends. Most churches don't want to accept the fact that America is already being judged. The Bible says that God uses evil to judge evil. In other words, he brings evil nations against evil people and evil upon evil people. This is happening in America. He mentioned a couple of small things, like the banks going there. Yes, the dollar's going to be going to nothing pretty soon. It's going to be gone. We're going to see hunger in this nation like we never saw before. We're going to see things happen that you're not going to believe. No movie's ever going to be able to cover what's going to happen in this country. No make-believe's going to happen. Going to cover it. It's going to come. It's already started. America's going to be judged. America is being judged. And most people just refuse to see it. Before we go to the next caller, anything you want to add to that, George?
Sure. There's many false prophets that are going to rise in the end times. So the Bible says this. It doesn't say there's going to be a lot of true prophets. I mean, I think I am, and you are true prophets. You can find my ministry at scripturetruthministries.com. But however, mostly, for the most part, you're going to get false prophets that are rising and pushing these movements.
That's right. I totally agree. I mean, what did the Bible say about keeping together teachers, having itching ears, they want their ears tickled. You know what this, what the preachers are doing, tickling people's ears?
Exactly, and they want to tickle their ears and saying, hey, homosexuality is okay. You know, we don't have to worry about that. You know, I think all throughout Christian history, they've been tickling your ears, but now it's getting worse. They're letting in all manner of sin.
Oh, very true. Well, when they start... and I remember this from years ago. I've seen, breaks my heart now. It did then, but even more now. People come to church who were living together, shacking up, we called it, fornication. Come to church and get up and testify there how much you love God, how God saved them. And I looked and I thought, this is blasphemy. I was just a young Christian, but I didn't know what to say yet. But yeah, it was blasphemy. This has been years ago. So, and the pastor said nothing. A pastor said nothing that I heard about it. And it just breaks my heart that even back 25 years ago or longer, we were tolerating this stuff in the churches, And now they come in, two men holding hands and kissing one another, and we do the weddings, and we say nothing about it as the church as a whole. And Jim's right. I mean, he's going to talk to the pastor. Folks, we just want to face the fact. No amount of politics is going to fix this country. No matter, I don't care who gets in office.
No,
they're not going
to
fix it.
I mean, listen to Mark 13, verse 22. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. I mean, they're trying to deceive you to make you think that it's okay to be sinful and enter the kingdom of heaven. It's not. You've got to be righteous.
Amen.
The Bible says that the gate is narrow and not many people find it. So you can't be sinning willfully and enter the kingdom of heaven. And these things are coming soon. God wants everyone to go into the kingdom of heaven. He takes no pleasure in the destruction of the wicked. He said this. I believe him. However, he will punish the wicked. So you have to be righteous in order to enter. And that's it.
Period.
You have to believe in him, of course. I'm not trying to earn my salvation. That's not what I'm proclaiming. But you can't be wicked and have salvation. You have to be righteous.
And a better way, I think, you added, willfully wicked. You may not know everything. And when you grow in the truth, though, you have to stop
exactly.
What you're doing. It's wrong. Willfully wicked.
For righteousness. You strive for it.
Amen. Every day. Every day. Let's go
you
to Pennsylvania.
You don't have to be perfect, but you have to strive for it.
Amen.
That's what God asks of you. That's the only thing he asks of you. He doesn't ask you to get perfection. He asks you to strive for it. That's all.
And it's crucifying the flesh every day, get out of the way. That's my problem. It's me. I'm my biggest problem. Let's go to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in.
I don't deny it. I don't
Amen.
Deny my
sins. Amen. Come on in, Daryl. What's on your mind?
Sins? Crazy. I accept Yeshua's blood to cover my sins, and now that I have that, I don't want to go forth and sin freely. Of course not.
No. Crucify the flesh. It's a 24-hour job. Daryl, go ahead.
Yeah, Pastor Butch and George. And George is spot on in what he just said about God punishing the wicked. Right away, the verse that shot into my head was Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Doesn't say some of the nations, all. Pastor Butch, real quick, I'd like to ask prayer for your precious wife, Marcia Jean. She needs prayer very badly, folks, so please pray for Marcia Jean. That's Pastor Butch's helpmeet. He needs her. Please pray for Phil Hudock. He's got a lot of pain in his hip. Talking about hips, please pray for Donna Roby. She's got cancer in her hip, can hardly walk, and still gets out to, with her husband to protest on behalf of life. So please keep those folks in your prayer. Pastor Butch, I've got a couple of the books you mentioned. One of them, The Backyard Medicine, that's a real one, and you're getting it for a great bargain. So folks, help Pastor Butch and Call to Decision Ministry by getting a good product. Another book that he offers is The Grand Design Exposed by John Daniel, and that'll tell you a lot about America's early history that's been sanitized out of our history books right now. So I think that's very important. The topic that you're discussing is very important, and I think that George is spot on, and I'll give some other folks time and opportunity to get on here to speak. But folks, please support Call to Decision by helping out by buying some of the excellent products they have. And you offer a lot of good health products, Pastor Butch.
Yeah, we do.
Summer Dre, and that, check out her website. And Pastor Butch, just thank you for all that you're doing. And for both of you men, thank you for your courage. God bless and protect you both.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, dear. And Bobby, folks, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to shut up about it, but we are low on funds. I mean, we're lower now than we have been in a long time. I'm just going to tell them like it is.
When the angel comes by my side, and it says it's time to go.
We're low on funds now. It's only been a long time. By the way, Bart and I, we got a guest on, a psychiatrist, who will tell you about his run-in with demons, devil-possessed people, We're going to talk about that tomorrow night with Dr. Richard Gallagher. You don't miss that. Let's go next to Dino, Wisconsin. Dino, come on in.
Yeah, good evening, Pastor Butch and George. You're in Florida, correct?
You there, George?
I am.
Yeah, he's in Florida, right? Yeah.
Yes, sir. And your, what is your last name again?
George Lujak.
Couldn't hear you.
Lujak. Lujak.
Lujak. I'm Dean Bowman. I've been calling the Butcher about 20 years. Ladies and gentlemen, if you read Jeremiah chapter 23, this will expose the false prophets and pastors back then. I'm sure you both know about Jeremiah 23, correct?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good chapter. I'm sure you do. You know that, the verses, right, George?
Yes.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. The Jeremiah was doing it, and today it's I would say, at least 10 times worse. And then here's a couple of verses from the book of Peter. The time has come that judgment must begin in the house of God. If it first begins with us, what shall be the end of them that don't obey the gospel of God? And here's another verse. If the righteous can scarcely be saved, where will the ungodly go and the son and the sinner appear who aren't saved? You know that verse, right?
Oh, yes.
Butch and George?
Yes, exactly.
Right?
I agree.
Well,
yep.
I will answer that in one chapter of the scriptures. I believe.
Yeah, you're right.
With all my heart, I proclaim this. I'm the only ministry on earth that I know of that has proclaimed this, but I'm going to proclaim it here on your show. There will be three raptures. There will be three raptures, not one. And raptures are not pre-tribulation raptures. They're pre-judgment raptures. God does not judge the righteous with the wicked. I believe America is a wicked nation. It has become a wicked nation. And God will judge wickedness, but he will not judge the righteous with the wicked. I believe Revelation 18 is describing America. And Isaiah 18 is describing the pre-tribulation rapture of America. Revelation 18, read it. It's about a few verses, but I have a video on my article. I have a video on my website and an article. This describes the American rapture. We are going to be a pre-rapture before the main rapture, which is the world rapture. However, we have to be raptured. But in America's destruction, you know what it causes? It causes the Great Tribulation. America is going to be destroyed, and then nation after we are destroyed, nation will go against nation in a Great Tribulation wars because there'll be no policeman to stop it. We act as the policeman. We have bases in North Korea and South Korea, whatever, in the dividing line. We have bases in Taiwan to stop China from going into Taiwan. These kind of things. But once we're removed, we will be looted in those places, and then there's going to be no American to stop the Great Tribulation wars that follow. I believe that. Read it for yourself and see if you believe it. But I believe that's going to happen in about 21 years.
And by the way, your website is scripturetruthministry.com?
That's correct.
Scripturetruthministry.com, folks. I don't know if I agree with that or not because I haven't read it yet. But anyway, scripturetruthministry.com. Okay, Dean, anything else?
Everybody has their gifts.
Yeah.
You have your gifts. I have
just
mine.
More.
Amen.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dino.
I just got couple more verses and I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah. America is also Babylon, and you can also agree that the tribulation started at the cross. But read John 3:16, and then Revelation, which was written by John also. John 3:16 and Revelation 3:16. You and George Butch, do you know what they both say?
I know John 3:16 says. What does Revelation 3:16 say?
Here's what Revelation 3:16 says. I'm pretty sure you both will know this, written by John also, because this is just the opposite of John 3:16, if I can find it. Yeah, right here it is. Now, Revelation 3:16, written by John. because you have been found to be lukewarm, you have been neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, that's true. That's true. Good point. Do you have anything else? I got to jump. Anything else you want to say?
Thanks very much.
Right.
Thanks, George. Thanks,
Butch. You're welcome. Okay. To you. Okay. Anything we add before we go to another caller, George?
I'm sorry?
Anything you want to add before we go to another caller?
Well, you know, the people that are lukewarm, that's people today. I mean, I think the lukewarm people are the Christians of today. I don't know exactly specifically how to nail it to a person, but, you know, the people today are lukewarm, and they got to start deciding what side they're on.
Well, they have a form of godliness, but denying the power or authority thereof. That's what they are.
I know folks that. And you know what? You know, they're sitting there with the homosexuals and saying, God loves us unconditionally. This is lukewarmness, you know?
Yes, it is.
He doesn't love us unconditionally.
No, he doesn't.
He does not love us unconditionally.
No,
that
he does not.
That's why Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden. If he loved us unconditionally, everyone would go to heaven. Everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
He does not love
us very true. That's one of the biggest lies they're spread. Folks, again, it's ScriptureTruthMinistries.com. ScriptureTruthMinistries.com. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome, my friend. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. Hey, excuse me. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to Daryl for wanting to pray for my wife, Donna. She still has pain in her hip, but we're trusting on God to take care of that. And we have a lot of people here praying for her. She's such a nice person.
I'm so glad she's been
my wife all these many years and faithful. Since they just brought up Revelations there, I want to talk about that for just a second. You know, Pastor Pulaski, as you know, a Butch in the past on your show, is talking about shaking the fence. So that's right there what he was talking about, you know, being lukewarm. And now I'm going to tell you something. I went to a prayer meeting, a men's prayer breakfast, last Saturday. And there were 39 people there. Now, the pastor that had us at his church, he is one that's come out on the street with us a couple times. So I thank God for him, you know, for coming out and trying to help save the babies. So as the prayer meeting went on, and it was, you know, my turn to talk, so I got up and gave about a 10-minute thing on saving a little bit of babies and what we do on the streets. And for your guests, you know, we go out there and we show people what abortion truly is, the murdering of preborn babies. We show pictures of that and pictures of natural affection, mothers hugging their babies and kissing their babies and nursing their babies. And so... Most people that listen to this show already know what we do. But I said that to say this. There was 39 people there when I spoke. And it was actually about three or four people that piggybacked off of that and talked about abortion. And I told everybody, I says, I'll be out there on the street Saturday at 10 o'clock. Now, if you actually really want to stand up and put an end to this, I invite you to be there. I went there Saturday, and I was the only one there.
Wow.
Now, out of 39 people, now I asked the pastor to go, and like I said, he's went before, and so he had other things to do. Now, I understand that in his cause, but that's where we are. See, people will identify these problems, but they do absolutely positively nothing. To bring it to an end. And that's why I'm so thankful for the guest that you have on today that's speaking with the loudest voice that he can, according to Scripture. Now, I realize that some of us might disagree on certain portions of Scripture because we're human beings and we make mistakes. And I understand that. But I thank God that he's on there, and I thank God you give him a voice, and I thank God that you give me a voice all these many years. And I will get off now, and I just thank you both so very, very much for what you do. And
thank you,
Marsha Jean, and you are always in my prayer. And Phil Hudock, too. Oh, and by the way, I did a podcast with Joe Cannon the other day.
We
had
the
whole hour on
pro-life. Yeah.
Well, I think we put out a good podcast there. But We'll see. We'll see how people react to it. God bless you. I love you.
Thank you, Gary. What a sweet phone call. I'll tell you what, George, I have some of the best people in the world that listen to this broadcast. I really do. Let's go to one more phone call. We do. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch. Thank you very much. And I want to thank Gary for bragging on me. Because I was the one who interviewed him yesterday. There is something that I heard a guest on your... We had a Bible study. And he was talking about Rush Limbaugh and a girl that called in. She was a lesbian. She made a statement that stuck very well with me. She said, as long as you call us gay, we're not going away. And it's so true.
Yeah,
I mean...
Yeah.
This is why the church is so top-heavy with it today. This is why people are using the word gay all the time, and they're accepting it as being normal. John Wesley said, what you tolerate today, you embrace tomorrow.
Yes.
And we are doing that. We are embracing it, and we're not letting go of it. And, you know, with the abortion, my wife came across an article, which we read on our podcast yesterday, about... the Church of Satan in New Mexico is opening up an abortion clinic.
Satanic Temple.
Okay, they're going to have ministers there to minister while they're doing it.
Yeah, so they have an actual Moloch human sacrifices.
Yes.
It's just a silent scream. You can't hear that baby in the womb, and that baby feels pain. You know, is being ripped apart in the mother's womb, and it feels pain. Why can't people realize that?
People are too busy living their own lives, Joe. They can't play with that stuff. You know, I mean, they don't want to accept it. That's why we have nobody come to our Bible studies.
Mm-hmm. Well, in 2 Peter, I'm just going to paraphrase it, chapter 3, if I remember if my address is correct, where he talked about them being proud and being without shame. I'm paraphrasing. And lovers of themselves, and, you know, covenant breakers.
And yeah, that's 2 Timothy, today. Yeah. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, yes.
Okay, 2 Timothy, yeah. And that's where the world is today. We're just in love with ourselves. But
amen.
I think there's some people out there, if we gave them a tube of red lipstick, by the end of the day, we couldn't find a place to kiss their body.
You're probably right. Joe, I got to jump out of time. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks very much. Georgia, you know, down about the last 30 seconds. What do you want to say in closing?
Yeah, I want to say that, you know, this is what Vladimir Putin warned America about. This is why we're having this conversation. He said in the Russian State of the Union address to his people, he said, America does not, he said, they're forcing pastors to marry gay men to another gay man. They're transgendering people. Look at what they're doing to their own people. Forget about what they're doing to us in the war with Ukraine. Look what they're doing to their own people.
Well, George, I gotta jump. It's been a good time talking to you. I'll be in touch again sometime, okay?
He said they don't know what they're doing.
That's right. We got to jump. I'll talk to you later, George. Folks who love you, see you tomorrow night with Dr. Richard Gallagher. You don't miss that. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.